Welcome back, everybody. This is Beth Walsh Erickson for BethWE.com, and I'm back in the studio while Rhett plays hooky, and we're talking today about everybody's favorite subject, food. And now I have Betsy Root with us, and Betsy is a registered licensed dietitian and certified diabetes educator. Betsy, thanks for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
I was so excited that you could come because I know I have a lot of listeners that are dealing with things like pre-diabetes, diabetes, things like that. And I wanted, we're coming out of a segment where we were talking about Oriental medicine. We're going to swing them right back into Western medicine. And I want to start by asking you, you know, it's wonderful that we know what foods are good for us, but what about portion control? Is that really important?
Well, as you've probably noticed, as everyone else has, the rate of obesity is ridiculous.
Skyrocketing.
Yeah. It is. It is.
Yeah.
And there's been this diet and that diet, the Zone, Atkins, you name it, and we've seen it. And basically, no matter what research you see, it still all comes down to how much are you eating and how much are you moving or exercising.
So it really is. This is fuel. Burn it or wear it.
Right. So calories in versus calories out. And it takes 3,500 calories to gain a pound or lose a pound.
Wow.
So if someone wants to lose a pound a week, they have to cut back or exercise off 500 calories.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so they have to either change the way they... Okay, well, we're all fixed. Thank you, Betsy. We all know what to do now. I'm only kidding. Because it sounds easy. Because it's like a simple math problem. But food is so emotional. And you're eating, and say you're eating something. Say you make grandma's fill in the blank, whatever it is that your grandma made that you loved. And you have it on your plate. You want that extra scoop. And that might be the difference between health and illness.
Well, definitely. And what I try to always say to people that are battling weight is, even with a dessert, and again, no food is bad.
Okay. That's a
you
good.
Know, Angela,
okay. Say that again.
Angela,
say that really loud.
No food is a bad food.
Okay. No food
now,
is bad.
Now, some may offer more nutrition and benefits, as Angela was talking about.
Right.
But no food do most people have to totally avoid. Now, there may be specific health problems that they can't eat something like gluten with celiac disease or whatever.
Okay.
But the very best taste of a food, let's say a piece of pie, what bite tastes the best?
The first bite.
The first bite. But if we get a piece, if we get a quarter of a pie versus a 12th of a pie, we're going to eat that quarter of a pie because it's on the plate.
Right. It's like going to a buffet restaurant versus going to a...
Worst thing you can do, especially if you're trying to control your weight. Now, I know it's easy to think, well, I'll just pick what's going to be good for me. The problem is we often are thinking, I need to get my money's worth, and especially with the way the economy's been.
Right, right.
People don't want to leave food. And at buffets, you can't carry out.
I got to be honest. I just went to a little restaurant west of town just the other night, and they have a salad bar. My salad is never like a little, it's never like, oh, no problem cutting this. Mine is going to be falling all over the table because I'm going to put some of these on too. Oh, I'm going to put some of these on. And my food choices are healthy. It's just that there's a lot of them.
Well, and if it's something like salad with things like the cucumbers, the carrots, the tomatoes, and lettuce, especially the darker green where you get more nutrition, I'm not really as concerned about quantity of that. The problem is the macaroni salad, the potato salad, those things, the salads mixed with the mayonnaise that might be there, and then the amount of dressing.
Right. You know, it's funny you said that about the lettuce. I'll always remember my friend Charlie Replogle, when his kids were little, they had an iguana, okay, like for a pet. And he came back, from the vet appointment, and he said, did you know that iceberg lettuce has no nutritional value? And if that's the only lettuce we feed this iguana, it will die.
Interesting. I did the same thing. When I was young, I had an iguana, and I starved it to death because I had no idea iceberg had no value.
The salads at the Ocean Grill changed that day.
Yeah.
He was like, I didn't know, because people like the crunch of iceberg, and it's okay to mix it. but to make sure you have other greens in there if you're going to give any nutrition value to your salad.
Exactly. Now, at the other extreme, we have a lot of people that take Coumadin.
Uh-huh, yes.
To thin their blood.
Okay.
And vitamin K has to be controlled if you take Coumadin. Well, when you get to the darker greens,
there's a lot of vitamin K.
There's a lot of vitamin K.
Interesting.
So what's interesting now with people on Coumadin is the new feeling is you don't have to avoid those foods, but try to eat about the same amount every day. So if someone really likes salads like I do and have one every single night, then what that person should do is maybe have a small salad with those darker greens every day or have an equivalent kind of food.
Okay.
So instead of totally giving up and thinking, well, you know, I'm giving up all the nutrition. Right. It's more consistency.
Right. Okay. Do what you do consistently. That's an important thing. There's, you know, there's another big thing that I hear in all the diet circles. You know, carbohydrates are bad. And I don't think that could be. You just said that no food is bad.
Right.
But I hear all the time that carbs are bad. So what are carbs and are they actually bad for me?
Well, carbohydrates have really gotten a bad rap.
Okay.
What we have to remember is we think of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Those are the three nutrients that actually give us calories.
Okay.
The best energy-producing food is carbohydrates.
Okay, because we can access it fastest, is
well,
that why?
Well, 100% of all the carbohydrate we eat turns to sugar.
Okay.
And sugar is our energy, or
right.
glucose.
Mm-hmm.
Protein does turn to sugar, but not 100%. So it's not as efficient an energy source.
I gotcha.
And fat barely turns to sugar. So it's a lousy energy source as far as, you know, if you're going to go exercise or work or whatever and you just eat nuts mm-hmm. or something that's pretty much all fat, you're not going to have as much energy. But what we need to remember, too, is carbohydrates are more than just sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, carbohydrates are the breads, the cereals, the grains, the oatmeal. But fruits and juices are carbohydrates.
Okay.
And so are milk and yogurt.
Okay.
And ice cream and all that. And everyone says, yeah, well, I drink fat-free milk. Well, there's still milk sugar in it.
Right. Okay.
So carbohydrates are not just breads and cereals. It's also fruit and milk. But they are excellent foods for us. It comes down to what we were talking about, though. It's still portion control of no matter what we eat. If you eat two plates of spaghetti.
Right.
And then have three pieces of garlic bread. And then you have dessert.
Yeah.
It's just the amount.
Right. Okay. Okay. You know, I had, when I mentioned on Facebook that you were going to be one of my guests, I had someone actually write me personally and ask me to ask you. She said, I'm trying to lose just the last, like, you know, 5 pounds. And I'm so confused. Should I count the sugars that are listed on the package? Or the sugars that I can look up, like on the fruits and mm-hmm. vegetables? Or should I be counting calories? Which do you prefer?
It still comes down to calories.
Okay.
Because, and I know there's been that, well, a calorie from this versus a calorie from that. What we want to remember is fats give us 9 calories per gram.
Okay.
Protein and carbohydrates only give us 4 calories per gram.
Okay.
So for people to say that, you know, carbohydrates are the ones that are making us gain weight.
I gotcha.
Again,
it's not
still
fair.
It still comes down to quantity. But even on a label, you should look at the total carbohydrate, not the sugar, because the sugar is included in that total carbohydrate number that's listed there.
Oh, that's a good
tip.
So
especially with people with diabetes, I don't have them look at sugars at all.
Okay.
It's really looking at the total carbohydrate, because that's all going to turn to sugar anyway. But
is there a number that you give people to try to keep their carbohydrate grams at?
No, because I typically recommend at least 50% of our calories should be carbohydrate calories.
Okay. Okay. And that can come through the fruits and vegetables, the
milk.
Breads and grains,
mm-hmm.
and the milk and dairy.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yep. Now, the exception is cheese is not a carbohydrate food.
Okay.
So it's really the milk, the yogurts, those type of dairy.
Okay, so cheese. We're going to talk about cheese when we come back because
my favorite food.
I know a lot of people are addicted to cheese. I was with my three sisters once, and we each said, "What's one thing we'd have to have on a desert island?" I said this meditation book I read every day. My other sister, we get to my last sister, she goes, "Cheese. I must have cheese." Okay, we'll come back with Betsy Root, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Betsy's a registered licensed dietitian, and she's talking to us about food.